Boston University women's soccer is headed to the 2024 Patriot League Championship after defeating Army West Point 2-1 in double overtime. We're now joined by the assistant coach of the Terriers, Megan Burke. Coach, overall thoughts, feelings, and how you felt your team performed today?
I thought they played great. They just played with so much heart and pride, and they really showed what BU soccer is all about. So I'm really proud of them. They deserve this win, and happy that they finally got it and are on their way to the Patriot League Championship.
Questions?
Coach Finley Rogan with WTBU, you guys went down 1-0. Obviously, Army is a staunch defensive opponent. Where did you guys kind of find the will, and did you ever have a doubt that you guys would end up finding an equalizer and continue to push forward in the game?
No, we never had a doubt. They're a really tough defensive team, and we knew that coming into it. So to score one goal on them is really hard, but to score two is even harder, and I think we proved how much of a threat we could be in the attack by accomplishing that tonight.
Hi, I'm Eva Smith from Daily Free Press. And how do you keep the players motivated even after the equalizer? Like, how do you guys just keep going and, like, kind of motivate, especially in the double overtime?
Yeah, it's all them. They do a really good job at bringing the best out of each other and continuing to build confidence no matter what the situation in the game, whether we're up 3-0, whether we're down 1-0, they always bring it, and they do it for each other. So it wasn't as much of us kind of giving that to them. It was more, it came from within the team.
Coach, all three goals against Army in the last 2 weeks have come off a beautiful run from Morgan down the right side. What is it that she does so effectively, pushing down the flanks and consistently being able to find perfect balls in?
I mean, Morgs is such a threat with her pace and just her ability on the ball. And so any back line is afraid of her. Like, I say that confidently. And she's really proved that in the past stretch, not even the past two games, but throughout the conference play this season.
And have you felt like the atmosphere has changed since the beginning of the season, kind of a rough non-conference start? And, like, how do you feel it's different now?
Yeah, I think the difference is we just gained a bit of confidence once Patriot League play started and once we got that first win. I've said it over and over again, but non-conference play taught us a lot. So when we got into Patriot League play, we were just prepared for anything.
Yeah, Coach, I think Bucknell was up 3-0 in the second half last time I checked, so it looks like you guys will probably be going on the road. How did things change there, if they change at all? And do you guys need to find sort of an extra level of motivation not playing in front of the home fans, or are you largely a home-slash-away opponent?
No, I think we have all the motivation we need right now. We love Lewisburg, love traveling there. So the team's really excited. To be honest, it doesn't matter who we play. We're just ready to get after this Patriot League championship.
We're now joined by junior Margie Porta, whose goal in the 109th minute during double overtime sends the Terriers to the Patriot League championship 2-1 final over Army West Point. Margie, what's it feel like to be heading to the Patriot League championship for the first time in your career?
It feels awesome. I think we just have a togetherness on this team like no other team has it in the Patriot League, and I think that's what sets us apart, and it feels good to win together, be together, and now go to a championship together.
Open up to questions.
Margie, you talk about that togetherness. Did you even have time to process the goal before you were just being swamped by all your teammates and the lights were flashing?
Absolutely zero time to process. I think it was just sheer shock and happiness, and being celebrated by my teammates and with my teammates is the best feeling in the world. So, yeah.
What does this guys like mean to you, just the whole team, especially from like the kind of rough start in the beginning of the season? Like, how do you guys feel?
Yeah, I mean this means everything to us. I think it's more than soccer at this point, and like I said, there's a togetherness, there's a family feel to this team, and I think we're proving it each game, so we're excited to keep it going to the championship.
Margie, all three goals in the two games against Army have come off just the Morgan buildup down the right side. What did she do for you guys tonight, and how awesome is it to have her just flying up and down the right side of the field every game?
Oh, Morgan Fagan, we call it a joke. She stampedes everyone, and she's scary to play against, and you like to have her on your team. So whenever we can get the ball to Morgan, we know good things are going to happen.
And what are you guys going to do leading up to Sunday? Anything special? Just, you know,
I think it's just resting, recovering, enjoying each other's company, and knowing it's not over. Still got a game to play.